Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Weekly Hotspot, the show where Delia and Marilyn, your sexy mistress co-hosts, talk about all the things that get us hot and bothered. I am your super sexy co-host, Delia, of BegForMistress.com.
And this is Mistress Marilyn, your naughty cock-teasing femdom of KinkAdvisor.com and sultry co-host of tonight's Kinkify Chastised Fun.
Ooh, chastised fun. I love it. Now, I have a question for you all. Are you ready to get hot? This week, we have a very sexy show for you, and this show will be a little bit different. Completely the opposite of Masturbation May, in fact. This show is all about chastity. So those of you who are chased by Will or who are in a chastity device, this show goes out to you. Everybody hang on and get ready to get hot.
Welcome back. Well, if your cock is currently locked up, teased, denied, and chastised, then you better perk up your ears for Miss Marilyn's sex toy review. This week, I'll be featuring a sexy anal toy from Stockroom.com, the Pandora Vibrating Silicone Prostate Massager. The fact of the matter is that if you're into ass play, you will adore this toy whether your cock is locked or not. But if your mistress holds the key, or the numbered lock, to your orgasmic fate, this prostate massager might be the best tension reliever you'll get to experience for some time. Now, let's see what makes the Pandora Prostate Massager so incredibly sexy. To start with, the color of this toy is stunning. I just love it. Think a cornflower blue crossed with a tinge of plum added in. It is very unique, and it looks even sexier because this toy is a silicone beauty. Our Hotspot fans know that Miss Delia and I, don't we just adore our silicone toys?
We do.
I think it has something to do with that velvety feel. Well, its tendency to last when cared for properly. And on that note, let me reiterate, no silicone lube, but silicone toy. And because it can be very easily cleaned and sterilized with rubbing alcohol, that's just a great plus. All of the above qualities are very good things. But let's face it, the best part is that velvety and slick feel when it is lubed up and sliding into your sweet ass for me. This prostate massager is insertable up to 3.5 inches, making it the perfect length to caress your hotspot just right. It's as slim as can be, so it truly makes a perfect toy for an anal newbie if you're looking to begin some sexy exploration. If you happen to be an anal aficionado, I know my naughty boys are loving that term, well, you don't need to worry about being a size queen with this one. Even as a relatively small toy, oh, it does pack some serious power. The curved tip of this massager is designed specifically to tantalize, tease, and please your prostate. But, see what I did there? I'm sure we can all agree. That some powerful vibrations, well, those are always an added plus, aren't they, Miss Delia?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. But it does get better. This beauty has 7 different vibration patterns, and they're ranging from your standard low, medium, and high to a very sexy pulsator. I just love that pulsating setting. I know a few of my vibrators have it, and I adore it. It even has what we like to call the roller coaster setting. That's the one that takes the vibrations from a dull tease to fucking fuckbags I just jizzed my pants or my CB3000 level. And it just does it over and over again. Once you have slipped this toy inside, you can cycle through the vibration patterns by pressing the button at the base of the massager. You can try massaging your prostate in a gentle up and down motion, or some very small but sexy circles making sure to put the right amount of pressure on the tip to really bring those incredible sensations into your playtime. Now, whether your mistress allows you to play with this toy for a sexy little tease or for a full-blown prostate milking, I know you are going to adore every second of it. You will want to keep in mind that this toy is not rechargeable, one of the very few downsides to such a beauty. It requires 3 LR44 watch batteries, which you can also pick up at sockroom.com. I strongly suggest you do. After wearing out Trix, my rabbit vibrator, during masturbation May, I can speak from experience that you never, ever want your power to run dry in the heat of the moment. It is very, very sad. Also, this toy is not waterproof. You can wash the insertable portion for a quick clean, but you cannot submerge this toy or boil it to sanitize it. I suggest giving it a wipe down with rubbing alcohol, starting with the safe and sexy base, and working your way up to the tip. Do not rinse the toy until the alcohol completely evaporates. That is what keeps it nice and squeaky clean. With that said, it looks to me like you are ready to give the sexy Pandora Vibrating Prostate Massager a shot. So, head over to stockroom.com, and it's time to get buzzing.
Oh, Miss Marilyn, that sounds like a fucking hot toy. I may have to get that for Jack for our anniversary, which is coming up in about a month.
Ooh.
Welcome back, everybody. It is time to talk about chastity. Oh, yeah. Now, I will tell you that I love all kinds of chastity slaves. Whether you are doing chastity just by will, or whether you have fantastic device, the psychology of chastity becomes so intense. And I think that any man who can give up his orgasms just to increase the pleasure of his mistress just really has it going on. It is such a sexy, sexy thing to do from our point of view to lock your cock. It's just so hot and sexy, and that is what we are all about. Now, I know the world of BDSM is such a varied place, and there are probably way more types of chastity slaves than even I know. But I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I truly think they can be categorized into two categories. The BDSM based chastity slave, and then the chastity slave who really just enjoys the feelings of tease and denial. And I know in our chat room, we have a couple of people who are in chastity because of their mistresses. And so you can weigh in on this in chat. And if you're listening to this show and you haven't yet come to our chat room at communitykink.com, maybe you should get over there. So, what kind of chastity slave are you? If you're not sure, let's go over them. The BDSM chastity slave is a person who is in a relationship where chastity play is part of the power exchange dynamic. It doesn't necessarily mean that you'd have to be in chastity all the time, but you can do chastity just however your mistress wants to. And he, the submissive, the man in chastity, is being denied in order to enforce some obedience, using the orgasm as a reward, perhaps. In other words, if mistress's chastity pet obeys very well, or does all the chores, or everything that mistress wants and then some, perhaps she will grant him an orgasm as a reward. Now, this reward can be for sexual pleasure that he provides his mistress, again, more service-oriented tasks like domestic chores. It could also be for allowing his limits to be pushed, or for engaging in some kind of an activity that he may not be especially enamored of, but which the mistress especially enjoy. So maybe chastity is sometimes done just for the mistress's sake. And I actually can use Jack here as an example. Jack really does not like chastity at all. Not at all. But I would consider Jack to be my chastity slave, a chastity pet, because it fits the definition. We're in a relationship where chastity play is part of our power exchange dynamic. So maybe I only lock him up once a month for 6 hours, or I try the next month locking him up overnight. And maybe that's the extent of our chastity play. But it all just fits. And I still think, you know, that this qualifies as being a BDSM chastity slave. Now, the other part, the other one, is someone who just does chastity for chastity's sake. Someone who can really do that chastity by will. Now, I will say that there are a number of chastity slaves who do engage in chastity experiences just because they enjoy it. They enjoy the sensations. They really want to be teased and edged over and over and over again because they enjoy that feeling. And the consistent edging may actually leave them on a constant slow simmer, where they're always feeling that edge. And they derive wonderful feelings just from knowing that they are pleasing their mistress. So when you get into being a very sensuous kind of chastity slave, you're doing it for the sensations. Some people really get into the feeling of a chastity cage and will have a chastity cage on, even though they have no connection to a mistress, and there is no relationship where chastity is part of a power exchange dynamic. So I think that those really are the two kinds of chastity that you can have, one with a mistress and one without a mistress. And I'm sure within those two categories, there are many, many, many subcategories, but you'll either have a mistress or you won't. It's kind of easy to do it that way, right? So think about how you might do chastity. Does it help to know that a mistress is there supervising you? Or do you want to just do it to experience it yourself and not involve a mistress because you don't want that power dynamic right away? Either way, chastity is hot and sexy. And it's so much fun to play with. So do let us know what you think and how you want to try chastity.
Welcome back, everybody. Now, I don't know about you, but hearing Miss Delia talk about chastity, the different types of chastity slaves, I really, really found that hot. And in the meantime, I think I'm going to talk a little bit about something that I really enjoy that I think really kind of leads into a chastity fetish. I know for some men, it begins this way. For others, they just like to be teased and denied. Now, a little bit of backstory. This is coming from the Depths of Fetishism series that you can find on my blog, kinkadvisor.com, under the blog series tab, and this is from the post, Surrendering Your Cock. I just think that was a very fun time, and you just might love to go and check it out. That said, tease and denial, it is just a wonderful form of cock control. I think this fetish can really blend so well with either a sensual or a strict demeanor. It can be nice and teasing, and, well, it's no secret that I love to tease, now is it? And it can also get a little bit more hardcore when I tell you to put that cock the fuck down. That's a good boy. Anywho, I enjoy tease and denial for two main reasons. Well, It does have a lighter side in that edging, it really doesn't have to last forever. You know, you don't have to be a submissive to try it. It can have a tendency to make your cock amazingly sensitive, and for many men, it can make your entire body more perceptive to touch and pleasure. Now, this more sensual type of edging is just a very sexy way to increase the intensity of an incredible orgasm. That is, of course, if you're looking to come for me, and well, in the sense of chastity, that doesn't happen all too often, does it? The second reason that I adore teasing denial, well, of course, denial is just a beautiful, beautiful thing. The more emphasis that gets placed on the aspect of denial, there is a deeper level, I think, of control added in that reaching that orgasm. It's no longer a choice that you get to make. It is a privilege to be earned, and much like Miss Deely explained, you earn that once you have learned to thoroughly please your mistress. Keeping a submissive on edge is always entertaining. I get to learn all about the buttons that you need to have pushed, and, well, of course, I get the pleasure of giggling at your begging and pleading attempts to come. Now, chastity is where it gets a little bit darker. That control gets a little bit heavier, perhaps even a lot. I think that for some submissives, even just surrendering your cock to tease and denial just isn't surrendering enough to your mistress. You might love the idea of having a denied cock, and you also might be a hopelessly addicted stroker who needs some additional measures of security. Now, you might be looking to offer your mistress the ultimate form of control. In her keeping, you denied as long as she sees fit, and sometimes that might even be a little bit longer than you think you can handle. Either way, there is one particularly brilliant solution, and that is locking up your cock for me. Chastity is one of those things that can just be so versatile. I think it very much depends on the connection that a mistress has with her submissive or her playmate. And because of that, it can last for hours, days, weeks. For some particularly strong and honorable submissives, it can last for months to years. And that is just a beautiful thing. When you take away a man's orgasm, I think it can be one hell of a mindfuck. And personally, I think I find myself more concerned with the mentality of what a man is going through when I have his cock denied for me. Physical sensations are one thing, but when you really start to get to that part of the brain, those deep corners of the mind, that's something that I think really has to be coaxed a little bit, treated with a little bit more care, and that is probably one of the only parts within chastity that you will find me showing any sensitivity. In that particular sense, I'd say I can be fairly sensitive and even a little bit merciful. Just a little. Now, another thing that Miss Delia had mentioned that I really, really enjoyed. Chastity is just a wonderful fetish for many reasons. It can be great on its own, and it can also add that something extra to another fetish you really enjoy. It can be used in furthering tease and denial, a punishment, as Miss Delia said, for any multitude of infractions, even a method of humiliation for a dicklet that doesn't deserve to be pleasured, or, you know, just that simple yet oh so meaningful way to further your submission. Now, that said, any way you spin the chastity fetish, well, simply put, naughty boys, I have truly come to adore not allowing you to come.
Welcome back, everybody. Miss Marilyn and I certainly do, I think, have similar thoughts on chastity. But do you know about chastity masturbation? Do you think that what I just said doesn't make sense? Well, listen on. Maybe chastity masturbation, you think of it as a kind of an oxymoron like jumbo shrimp or military intelligence. I mean, if you're in chastity, how can you masturbate, right? Isn't chastity the very definition of the absence of masturbation? Might be. But it's not. Of course, chastity can be about denying yourself for long periods of time, or it can be about true cock control and giving over control of your cock, of your pleasure, to a sexy, powerful mistress.
And with that said, I know some of you might be asking, why a chastity device? If a man is chastised, you can do that with or without a device, but that leads to the question, what does a chastity device really do? Well, it keeps you from jerking off, silly stroker slut. It means that I want to be in control of your pleasure, and only I should really be giving it to you. And how exactly would I make sure of that? By locking that cock away so you can't stroke it. You can't rub it. I only use it for when I can't be there, when I can't supervise my pets. In the short term, keeping you from playing with your dick can make you horny, but if we did it for weeks and weeks on end, you are going to lose that desire. And I do like making you horny and particularly desperate.
Oh, I so agree. I don't necessarily want my chastity pets to have an orgasm. In fact, let's be honest, I definitely don't. But I do want them aroused, horny, and desperate, just like Miss Marilyn said. The key thing is, I want that arousal and that desperation to be focused on me. Knowing that I am giving it to you, the knowledge that only I can sate that desire, ooh, that build in you, is what really makes me hot and wet and will get me off, honestly. I may not let you come, but in my world of chastity, there will be ample opportunities for some kind of masturbation while I am around. And of course, this will be supervised and very guided masturbation.
Oh, I very, very much like the sound of that. But there is another thing that I like, Miss Delia, and I think that butt just kind of gave it away a little bit now, didn't it?
I think so.
Well, anal play is one of my very favorite things, and during chastity, that only gets so much better. When it comes down to it, that cock is locked away, given only the sensation that your mistress wants you to have when she decides that you ought to have it. And in the meantime, we have this sweet, aching, vulnerable, and very corruptible twitching little hole that I get to play with. Oh. Now, not only can we just tease it a little bit, try some anal fingering, maybe a couple of slim toys, but when we start getting into your prostate toys, especially if they happen to buzz, like the one I mentioned in my sex toy review earlier, oh, that is when things really, really get good. You see, one of the ways that your mistress can decide to give you that little bit of relief, that pleasure, that pressure that gets relieved from those full, swollen, and denied balls, is by having you work your prostate massager until you have a full-blown prostate milking. And I'd say that that is something that takes a little bit of dedication. For me personally, I think it backs things down to a little bit of a more sensual date. It is one of those things where you just really start to get off on each other's energy, get that connection, get those endorphins rushing. And right before that moment where it finally happens, to say the least, I don't think that sexy tension gets more beautiful than a man locked in chastity who is about to have his prostate milked. And, of course, that has led to many, many kinky real-time scenes for me. It has meant to many, many kinky masturbation fantasies from the memories that I have. And last but not least, you know I have to let that on my hot and sexy femdom calls now, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. And I agree with that. And, you know, whether it's anal play or just total cock control or tease and deny, deny, deny. Ooh, chastity, it really does just make me so hot. I love being a cock tease. I think most everyone knows that Miss Delia really loves being a cock tease. And chastity to me is the ultimate in total cock teasing.
Welcome back. It looks to me, according to the invisible watch that I'm looking at, it is a particular time of the evening, isn't it, Miss Delia?
Wait a minute. Is it time for Jemmy and Fenris to start playing cards?
You heard that right. I would definitely get that deck shuffled. And as for the rest of you, it is, well, sort of, kind of, stroking time. We mistresses have come up with a song for you to enjoy and not stroke to. So let's all not have a few minutes of stroking pleasure. You can all listen to the song and think about stroking, but as for tonight, no touching. And of course, no coming. You are all honorary chastity pets tonight after all now, aren't you?
Welcome back, everyone. Now, Mistress Marilyn and I have a very special shout-out this week to a very special sexy playmate, Neil. This past week, in fact, after our show last week, we teamed up and started a couple of very hot playtime calls together. And to say that it was spine-tingling, dom-soaring, and energy-filled, even kink galore. Those terms might just be an understatement.
Uh-huh. Oh, Miss Delia, on our Neil, I would certainly have to agree with you on that. It was just so much fun to play with someone who has as much of a passion for using the hardware store as a sex toy shop as we do. And that did, lead to a very unique and sexy energy that certainly had us in our pleased and domly space. Needless to say, I think we can both agree that we have been on cloud nine since.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Neil, for such a sexy time and for being such a great playmate. And, of course, thanks to you, Miss Delia, you always make for a hot and sexy time.
Why, thank you, Miss Marilyn. And I think a sub who strives for perfection and really is the optimal at listening and obeying and being so flexible, it really does make a hot and sexy time.
Mm-hmm. Flexible.
Ooh.
Welcome back. It is time for Miss Marilyn's schedule news. You are going to want to keep an eye on my schedule page. That's kinkadvisor.com/schedule this week. I will be returning to a regular schedule soon, and this is your go-to method to find out when you can catch me for some sexy fun. Until then, catch me as you see me, and please do feel free to email me at marilyn@enchantrixempire.com for an appointment. If I can make the time to play, oh, I most certainly will. Lastly, attention to any sissies, girly girls, and celebs in the room, because you will want to head over to our Enchantrix Empire social network And join the group for our Sissy Soiree, which will take place on June 28th from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern. The fun is definitely hopping, and I know you girls will want to stay abreast to all the upcoming events now, won't you?
Oh, yeah. And stay tuned to the Hotspot schedule because we're going to have a special show. I'm not telling you any more than that, but it's going to kind of tease you about the Sissy Soiree. So that is absolutely coming up this month. Now, for my schedule, I am here generally 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can generally find me in that window, weekdays, Saturdays. I'm generally not here because I'm doing some not fun. And Sundays, it's a catch me as you can. So if you need me, email. You guys have been doing a great job asking for appointments. And oftentimes, I'm finding myself with a couple of appointments during the week. And it's just so nice to share that hot and sexy time. So remember, email me for an appointment, Delia@EnchantrixEmpire.com. And if this is not always possible for you, just go to helpmycock.com and check in with Live Help. See if they can reach me, or just ask dispatch to give me a buzz. And you know, if I can, I will.
Ooh, give you a buzz. That's making me think about other dirty things. And on that note, I have had so much fun tonight. Oh, thank you for tuning in for a not stroking good time. This is Miss Marilyn signing off and slipping into the world of cock teasing and merciless denial. You all have a kinky evening, and I will catch you next Sunday.
And this is Miss Delia telling you to remember to download our show's podcast and check out our partner blog, kinkclassroom.com, for recaps of this week's show. Remember, be back here at 8 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. And everybody, have a hot and sexy week.